Welcome to Procrastination Nation with M. Hello, Nickel Silver. I decided I'm going to try and answer this in between my homework because I am procrastinating. And in the spirit of this, I have not actually looked at the questions yet, so I'm kind of curious what we're going to hit. Okay, number one. When do you feel the most sexually confident and why? Well, basic answer. Is it somebody that I really find beautiful inside that wants to be with me? Then, yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident at that point. Two, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? I love the Gulf Coast. The southern towns, New Orleans is a favorite. A lot of the other towns near there. I like the culture, I like the people, I like the food, I like the music. There's just kind of a spirit you find there. Three, are you a clean or messy person in bed? Well, that's actually an interesting question. I am a very messy person in bed. After finding a study, and this is not Dr. M, this is actually M, that stated that after sleeping in bed, if you didn't make the bed, it would allow the moisture to escape, which was shown to cause less bacteria to grow. I prefer messy beds, and pillows, sheets, blankets, yeah, they're all over the place when I get out of the bed, and if it wasn't for my wife, yeah, I'd never make a bed in my life. I do for her. That's her wish. It makes her happy. But I know there is bacteria breeding when she does that. And, yeah, it might get a lot messier if, say, other activities were occurring. Yeah. Four. When you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor the accelerator? Well, traditionally in my history, when I have hit an object, it tends to be something like a curb or something minor, maybe a street sign. Yeah, we floor it. That's usually my response on there. It did also occur, though, with my son that he had some problems in driver's ed because he was questioned of what he would do if someone was standing in the middle of the road and he's driving along. And his response to them was, they're not supposed to be in the middle of the road. Keep going. Yeah, we had a few problems with driver's ed because of that. What is your favorite motivational saying? Okay, I'm looking these over. Or pick one. I would have to go with what has been known for a number of people I've worked with over the years or that have met me. False modesty is not a virtue. What is it about you? Because everybody has something, and they never want to say, but there is something just interesting about them. And they know they're good at it, but they don't think it's important. It's not grand enough, but it's the little things about people. True or false? If her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes and it wasn't you who decided to have sex. Oh, okay. And it wasn't you who... Yeah, she has definitely decided to have sex if she is taking off the clothes and I'm seeing the bra and panties match. Yeah, it was her decision. Although, let's be honest, it usually is the female's decision. Number 8. Would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? Well, planes ride out. I'm scared of heights. Yes, I know. Dr. M has a fear. I fight it, but yeah, it's there. I can't stand in tall buildings near windows, that sort of thing. Drive a Harley, those are just also frightening in their own way. And horses? Well, they can be evil. I grew up in the rural South. I know those horses. I love riding a bike. Feeling the wind through my hair and down a quiet street, just nothing but the wheels whisking away as I go. I find it peaceful. But I'll probably say rather walk. Reason being, I am a geocacher. And I love hunting around for those secret things. And to do that, you gotta be walking and looking around. And the thing I like about geocaching is people that have hidden them, they sometimes find places that are just so fucking beautiful. And you'd never find them if you weren't looking. And they give you the reason to look. Number 9. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who would you do it with? No limits. Okay. One answer, if I could possibly get her all the help she needed, I'd get every problem in health my wife has all fixed in one day. If I could fly everybody out and just get it all done. Not real likely. Other answer, I'd like to have several different chefs that I have heard of or read on and known teach me. Because, oh, fuck, I love to cook. And I'm always trying to find new techniques and new ideas. So, one of the two. 10. What's the longest you've gone without sex? Ooh. I may win this one year. Four years? Not counting masturbation. Yeah. 4 years. Masturbation, if we want to go that answer, longest I went was 6 months. What's the most, number 11, what's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Water moccasin. Mainly because it's just one of those, what the fuck did you eat that for? And I grew up in the rural South, and the family across the street in the country I grew up in, they were always shooting something. And there was a water moccasin in the ditch. They shot it, and their mom cooked it. And I got to eat some of it. Yeah, it basically tastes like chicken. I will say honestly, though, just going for what I would eat. If you deep fry it, oh, I'm all over it. You could probably deep fry yarn and I would eat it. My wife's always said that when she passes away that she expects the women that are wanting me to line up and bring their baked goods, but the smart ones, they'll have something deep fried. Ever been stood up? When did you realize it and what did you do? I'm sorry, have you met me? My God, they would never think to stand me up. I'm too damn awesome. No, I really never have been stood up. No, bonus question, were the police involved? No. No, I did actually have them show up where I was making out at one point, but that was because they thought we were robbing the place when we were on the back porch making out. Okay, well, I hope these have been interesting for you, and thank you for asking me to answer them.